This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, August 10th. An employee from Holland America's Koningsdam went missing off the coast of Juneau, Alaska late Monday night. A statement from the cruise line reads, quote, a team member on Koningsdam was reported missing shortly after the ship departed Juneau, Alaska after 10 p.m. on August 8th. A review of the closed circuit TV footage indicated that the man likely went overboard intentionally. Koningsdam and another Holland America ship, the Eurodam, which was also in the area, immediately began a search. The Coast Guard was also notified and dispatched a 45-foot boat and helicopter to continue the search. Both ships remained in the area for several hours with no luck. At the time of broadcast, the 31-year-old man has not been located. And good news for Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings. That's the parent company for Norwegian Cruise Line, Region, and Oceania. The company announced their financial results for the second quarter of the year, and for the first time since the start of the pandemic, the line is generating positive operating cash flow. Other highlights from the earnings call included the fact that the entire fleet has been back in service since May, with occupancy levels rising slowly but steadily, and onboard spending on things like specialty restaurants and spa treatments are up 20%. Like other lines, Norwegian admitted that they are struggling with supply chain issues, which have caused an increase in food costs. The company also noted that with Norwegian Prima set to enter service in the third quarter and six other ships in the pipeline, the company expects a 50% growth in capacity by 2027 when compared to 2019. And finally, Carnival Cruise Line has announced the senior officers of its upcoming mega ship Carnival Celebration. Vincenzo Alcarez will take command of the ship as the captain, and following the ship's first week in service, he'll be celebrating his 26th year with Carnival Cruise Line. Fabian Gervais, who has worked on many Carnival ships throughout his 22 years, will be the chief engineer on Celebration. And Pierre Camilleri, now in his 18th year with Carnival, will serve as the hotel director on board. Carnival Celebration is scheduled to debut in Miami this November and begin a year-round schedule of Caribbean voyages. And cruise line stocks were down on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation down 5.5%, 9.47. Royal Caribbean down 5.5, 37.97. And Norwegian down 10.6%, 12.10. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Wednesday.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.